Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to NITV Radio. I'm Nari Pakai, and Isaac Windsor is an emerging filmmaker. He has worked on documentaries, short films, TVCs, and music videos over the last 5 years. His work will be showcased at the upcoming Durban Fuse Festival in September 2025. Thanks for joining us today, Isaac.
Yeah, awesome to be on. Thank you for having me.
So can you tell us a little bit about you? Who are you? Who's your mob? What do you do?
Yeah, so I'm a Ngarrable man from northern New South Wales. I've been living down in Naarm since 2019, though. So I work as a freelance editor and a videographer. I've also written and directed several short films and music videos over the last couple of years. And also a dad to a gorgeous little bubba and a little fella as well.
First Nations cultures, languages and identity have been significant themes to your filmmaking and your work. Can you share what has been your filmmaking journey? How did you get here?
Yeah, so I went and did a film degree in 2019 in the city in Naarm, and I finished that up in 2021. Coming out the other side of that, that was COVID times as well. So there was quite a bit of chaos and things during the degree, but I had some awesome opportunities while I was working on that. So I set out to make a short film independently produced. I wanted to make something that was influenced by my experiences of culture, language and identity. I wanted to find my own creative voice and just show how I see the world as a Ngarrable person and my values too. So independently producing and directing that work, I got to meet a whole network of other First Nations creatives that led to working with the musician Paritu in 2023, so I directed a few music videos for him, and then that led to working with the Indigenous Literacy Foundation that same year as well. I've had an awesome couple of years with them. I've been working with some great mob from their organisation on some really deadly projects. I filmed down in Katherine in NT earlier this year, so I was co-directed and I shot for this year's Indigenous Literacy Day film. So my journey's sort of been, as I've embraced my culture and my identity and my work, it's sort of had this spillover effect where I'm collaborating with and working with all these other mob. I'm giving my talents to telling their stories now too, and I'm putting my own storytelling on the foundation of my identity and how I see the world. I've implemented that a lot into works that I've done recently, some of my own personal storytelling works, which include a short film and a handful of music videos independently produced and directed over the last couple of years. So as someone who, I've been in love with cinema since I was a teenager and just what visual storytelling can do. And I think back when I originally went and did that film degree, I just noticed this bit of a vacant space for mob telling our stories on screen and culture. There were so many just opportunities in that space for us to tell our stories, and I really wanted to contribute to that, and really wanted to be able to be someone who was able to build that as well. So something I found as well is that language as well, which I feel really passionate about, I've sort of found that there's this great little space for language as well in film that perhaps in other art forms as well can't shine through as brightly. There's just something about the visual medium and us mob getting to speak and teach their language that has this really great, it's got this really great way of translating that through the visual medium on screen. And so I've become really passionate about being able to do that as well over the last couple of years. I've had some really great opportunities with that too. This is just sort of brought on bigger and bigger horizons for me, working with and collaborating with all these other mob. Over the last couple of years, I've gotten to work with Moogie Down Productions in NT. I've worked with Wayne Quilliam on some projects as well. And yeah, as I said, the horizons just keep getting bigger and bigger. I've got some of my work screening in Fed Square in the city at the moment. It's currently screening. The ILD film, which I mentioned earlier this year, will be screening at the Sydney Opera House next month. And of course, now there's being part of this year's Darebin Jews Festival as well. So it's expanded my horizons, created more opportunities, and I've really found my own space with implementing culture and language and sort of my own style and my own voice in doing that over the last few years as well, as I've just allowed myself to you know, speak my own personal stories and my own culture into the work that I do.
The Darebin Fuse Festival is kicking off on the 31st of August and it's running through all of September in Melbourne. So it's just about to happen. Your work is going to be featured there in a collection of short films. Can you tell us what are we going to be seeing from there? What will the day look like?
Yeah, so we've got a really deadly First Nations film night happening at the Formby Picture House, which is an awesome sort of cultural destination for Darebin as well. I'll be screening my new short film, Upper Hand, as well as those two original music videos I mentioned before that I made with Paritu, our singer-songwriter, Nyampa musician man Paritu, back in 2023 for his song Secret Shape and Out on a Whim. And we'll also be having a couple of other films showcased on the night as well. We've got Wittangana by Jazz Money, and we've also got another documentary called Lady Lash. So it's going to be a really awesome night. We've got three different slots of those films and spread out with lots of time for yarn, some drinks as well at a really beautiful destination. And we're finishing the night off with a Q&A as well with me and Paritu.
So your short film, Upper Hand, can you tell us what a little bit of that is about? What are audiences going to see?
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
Yeah, so Upper Hand was sort of me telling my personal journey of complex PTSD and different mental health issues I worked through as a teenager and sort of becoming an adult, and I think almost over a decade sort of working through those different things. So it's quite a personal story, and it's sort of reflecting on that time I had as a teenager, and, you know, some of my, you know, brothers as well, or some of my family and stuff, that they're really reflected in the story of this main character who is a teenager in high school, and he's dealing with complex PTSD of a sort of mental health issues as well, how that affects his relationship with his mum, and then also how that sort of plays into modern Western institutions as well. So in this situation, it's a high school as well. So authoritarian structure of that. There's some beautiful moments there too. We have a really deadly actor, First Nations actor Corey Brunskill, who he sort of plays a bit of a mentor for this young fella and gives him some advice on how to deal with what he's feeling and process what he's feeling and that type of thing as well. Almost a slice of life type of thing, but embedded in this really beautifully written drama. Gets people to sort of see what life might be like with living with complex PTSD or, childhood sort of trauma issues and other health issues that are things that I think sit just beneath the surface in society and in a lot of lives that we don't talk about, or it's something that we don't bring up a lot. And so it's sort of airing that out a little bit. That's what this film's about, yeah.
And not only are you showing these short films on the night too, there's also going to be a panel discussion where you can go a little bit deeper. What kind of discussions will you be having?
Yeah, so obviously my new film, Upper Hand, which I just mentioned, that focuses on the themes of mental health, particularly PTSD and trauma, and how that plays out in modern Western institutions as well. So me and Parisu both have sort of interesting perspectives on what it's like working and, you know, like being a part of these institutions too. So there's hopefully some good discussion around that. And I know with Brett as well, mental health is a big theme in the song for Secret Shape and the music video that we did as well. So we'll be chatting about, I guess, how that plays out in Brett's work and his life, and also how we collaborated to implement that into the music videos. And I think just the experience of collaborating, both of us being mob as well, we're both New South Wales mob as well, which is that was really interesting to sort of find out when I first met him. And, you know, when we first met up, we had a great like yarn with each other and about that, and similarities in our cultures and that, both being New South Wales mob. But yeah, we had some fantastic actors involved as well, some First Nations actors. We had Monica Jasmine and Samsa Binsard as well, who's a really incredible contemporary dance actor as well. Just a bunch of non-actors. A lot of Paritu's community in Darabin. Some of his mob that's community in Darabin as well were a part of the music videos. And so we had some really memorable experiences collaborating with each other and then also collaborating with them as a sort of team to do these music videos. I think we have some interesting perspectives too on how our lives and our places in our communities, both of us sort of individually, but there's a lot of crossover in common there as well, how that emotionally and physically affects our creative lives.
With this showing of collection of works, it's not just your own, but also a few other filmmakers too. What do you hope that audiences who come and watch will see, feel, and experience?
Yeah, probably some key emotions. I think empathy, joy. I think sort of finding the value in being there for each other and just looking out for each other. That's something that is important to us as mob, is always looking out for your mob. As part of being part of a community as well, looking out for each other is so important. Looking out for vulnerable people too. Like my experience of art, and especially film, is that it places you right into someone else's shoes. Upper Hand, I think, as I mentioned before, it shows a side of the world that sort of sits under the surface, I guess, and a lot of people find that difficult to swallow. And the goal with the film was to show what life for someone like that looks like, but to show that sort of powerfully and gracefully as well. Yeah, hopefully it's a good opportunity for people to understand what life with complex PTSD and childhood trauma, and I think just mental health issues as a teenager, and yeah, what that can look like. Brett's music as well is very soulful, it's very spiritual, and his music, every one of his songs take you on a personal journey of his life too. I know that's sort of his manifesto, is he always wants to breathe his own experiences and his own life into his music. And I think that really shines through into the music videos that we've made as well. So they're both sort of very personal work, and it's really full of real emotions. And I hope the audience can strongly feel that, feel those emotions that we've put forward into our work, really come across into gaining, I guess, new perspectives on seeing things from, you know, someone else's shoes. That can really result in some new experiences. And I think that viewing the whole work can be an experience in itself. It can almost be like meeting a new person, making a new friend. I think that the Q&A, us getting to have that opportunity there to discuss our personal lives, have played into those works, is going to be a really good opportunity for pushing that forward too.
For anyone who is seeking more information to attend or to follow up on what your upcoming works are, where can they find you? Where can they go?
Yeah, so if you want to get tickets to the Fuse Films and that, it's just on the Darabin Fuse Festival website. You'll be able to book tickets. I believe tickets are free to the Fuse Films event, which is like really awesome. It's a very accessible event. And in terms of following my work as well, I have a little production company that I've started called Borobi Films. Borobi means koala in the Ngarrable language. And so that's sort of been my sort of personal outlet for works that I've really driven forward myself, co-produced as well. So yeah, if you just go and search up Borobi Films, we've got social media and that type of thing, and you can be able to see some of my latest projects and upcoming things that I'm working on there too.
Well, I want to thank you for coming on and sharing with us today, Isaac.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It's been so deadly.
That was Isaac Windsor, an emerging filmmaker showing a collection of films along with the First Nations films for Durban Fuse Festival. You can catch his work, Upper Hand, on Tuesday, the 2nd of September is the date that this collection of films will be shown, with the pre-show mingle starting at 6 p.m. For more information, you can find that on Durban Art's website. You've been listening to NITV Radio.